This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel at the Republican Convention in New York.
And I'm Melissa Block in Washington. Compassion is the theme of the day at the GOP's gathering, but the convention's overall theme, reelecting a wartime president, will still be prominent in tonight's speeches. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is among the speakers expected to praise the president's character and leadership tonight. And tonight's headliner, First Lady Laura Bush, will also devote time to the war on terrorism.
Joining us at Madison Square Garden is Mark Roscoe, who is national chairman of the Bush-Cheney campaign, former chairman of the Republican National Committee, and before that, governor of Montana. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Governor Roscoe, first, the GOP seemed to be staying very successfully on message until we heard President Bush in a television interview say that perhaps we won't be able to win the war against terror, and today saying we will win the war against terror. Isn't that what you call a flip-flop when John Kerry does it?
No, I would think that you would be just imperatively inclined to make certain that you check the context of what it was that he said. He was asked a question about whether or not this is a conventional process subject to definition and precision in terms of description that would match up with our traditional understandings of war. And what he said all along, and I think all of us understand, is that there won't be a defined moment of beginning or ending. It won't be a peace treaty that we can expect to ultimately be signed, that we have an enemy that is surreptitious and pervasive, and as a consequence of that, we are faced with a different struggle than what we may have traditionally had in our challenges in the past.
I want you to talk about the speech President Bush is going to give to the convention on Thursday, which will be unusual, first of all, in terms of format. It's going to be, we were told, almost a theater in the round. The president at a lower, physically lower level than a speaker typically is at a convention, almost surrounded by delegates. What is the visual idea that this convention is trying to project on Thursday?
Well, there probably is a visual idea that is important, I would suspect, but it's a matter of secondary consideration. It would be a coincidence, in my judgment. I think the most important thing, from our perspective and his, is that he would like to be intimately connected with the people that he serves and is working with and has the chance to intuitively communicate with them in a way that is warm and probing at the same time.
Before that event, this evening, the convention will hear from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's one of those people who's regarded as both a star and also as a moderate. Does the Republican platform, not the party, but the platform, have room for someone like Mr. Schwarzenegger in terms of its positions on, say, abortion or being opposed not only to same-sex marriage, but even, as I understand it, to some forms of civil union?
Well, I think clearly that there's obviously ample opportunity for that because, first of all, there's phrasing and language in the platform that recognizes that there is a diversity of opinion amongst those who hold a core set of principles and call themselves Republicans. And that most certainly is what Arnold Schwarzenegger does and others who are reflected upon as moderates.
I'm just curious. I know that all voters are of great importance to all candidates, but if you could pick your absolutely ideal profile of somebody watching this convention on television or listening on radio, the person, the individual whom you most want to get through to, the one who's undecided, who is that voter? Where is that voter?
Well,
what
I think
that voter's concerns?
If you had to put labels on them, there would probably be moderate Republicans who do have some concerns on occasion, at least with certain portions of the platform, with independents and with Democrats who have strong feelings about the president's leadership capacity. I think this is going to be a unique election, Robert, in the sense that the decision made by Americans who have not already framed their decision is going to be focused upon the transcendent question of who can lead this nation, who has the character and the capacity to most deftly and capably lead this country through precarious times.
Well, Governor Roscoe, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It's my privilege. Thank you.
Mark Roscoe, who is national chair of the Bush-Cheney campaign and former governor of Montana.